connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
The Monday Night Generator contains material that some listeners may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Monday, Monday.
Give me the night. Who hasn't left a crater? It's the Monday Night Generator. Now!
Monday is the night power of the generator. CILU 10127.
Yes, folks. Bringing the power to your living room at a frequency of 102.7 megahertz. It is the Monday Night Generator. We're continuing to celebrate our 1 year of existence tonight. We're going to bring you a whole bunch of our favorite obscure and international stuff that we found over the past year. Digging through the interweb, digging through old tapes, old CDs, and anything that we can find to bring you a whole lot of cool music. Our old friend the Z-Man's popping in today. We're pretty excited about that. It's been a while since we heard from him. He's got an audio postcard. He's going to talk about some of his favorite punk rock of all time and what he's doing and what's happening out in rainy Vancouver these days. I guess not much is happening anywhere. But where the Z-Man is, there's always some action. So stick around for that. We're pretty excited. Let's get it started off with something that Mr. Mike D dug up and that he was pretty pumped about. This is Crispy Newspaper. On the generator, CILU 102.7 FM.
Yeah.
Satan's Rats was a punk band with a real short lifespan. They basically they formed in England in 1977 in Evesham, and basically put out three singles and then went through a string of lineup changes, eventually changing their name to The Photos, which went on to have a bit of a longer career. That was their song, You Make Me Sick, from an album of their stuff that got compiled a bunch of years back now. Before them, The Stalin. The first real big, I guess, punk band sort of being credited with being the sort of original Japanese punk band. And that's from their first album, Stop Jap. I'm not even going to bother trying to pronounce the name of the song. And we started it off with Crispy Newspaper, a band from Russia who's been around for a long time, kind of dropped in and out of things over the years. And they've been putting out some stuff actually recently, I do believe Mr. Mike D was saying. And in fact, we may have played some on the show last time he was here. My memory's a little short though right now. I've been cooped up for too long. Gonna play something from Poland now. This is Moskva with Paritsa on the generator. CILU 102.
Thank you. histeria. Como na força bruta, não passam de animais. Lixo por todas as esquinas, nas poder sociedades, nas formas sociais. Destrói, ah, destrói. Todos os
considered to be one of Brazil's most influential punk bands. Out of the 1980s, that's Cholera with Hysteria from their 83 EP Sub. These guys, we had actually, I think we've talked about this before, it was a band that was featured on a compilation called BCT back in the day. And I thought the name of the band was BCT. I was surprised to find out years later that it was this compilation series with a whole bunch of bands from all over the place. And it just so happened that the ones that I had were all from Brazil, so I guess I probably had a better, I might have noticed that it wasn't the same band, but who knows, right? I was young. A little bit of Canadian magic before that in the Juveniles. One of the awesome things we kind of bumped into, I guess, over the course of the year was a whole bunch of East Coast punk rock, big wad of it. And the Juveniles were an awesome band out of the 90s that kicked a lot of butt. So there you have it. Let's keep it going. Back to Japan now. Here's the Registrators and High School on the Trader, CILU 102.
Yeah.
Gräsdenskaya Oberona translates to civil defense in English. And these guys are credited with being the original Russian punk band, formed in 1982, originally under the name Pozev. They switched names in 1984 and led to sort of the movement of Russian punk, which of course back in the time was a really suppressed culture. Any kind of music and public gathering and whatnot, unless it was state-sponsored, was pretty scrutinized, and in the case of a lot of bands and whatnot, pretty much just put to a grinding halt. Bands, of course, released terrible cassette copies of their albums and press stuff on acetate, homemade vinyl records, and that's sort of how these guys got going. This is the title track from their 1985 album, which translates to Goddamn Youth. It's The Generator.
Шатаются толпы,
поганая молодежь.
Они блюют портфелем на почтенный граждан,
поганая молодежь.
Они ломают окна и втыкают члены,
поганая молодежь.
Они орут за то, что кушать невозможно,
поганая молодежь.
Не надо нас пугать, на все нам наплевать, и нам на все насрать и растереть. Пусть вводится военное положение,
поганая молодежь.
Да здравствует гражданская оборона,
поганая молодежь.
И все равно становится все больше панков,
поганая молодежь.
И все равно становится все больше и больше,
поганая молодежь.
Не надо нас пугать, нам нечего терять, и нам на все насрать и растереть. Шатаются толпы,
поганая молодежь.
Они бьют портфелем на почтенных граждан,
поганая молодежь.
Они ломают окна и втыкают стены,
поганая молодежь.
Они орут за то, что кушать невозможно,
поганая молодежь.
Не надо нас пугать, нам нечего терять, и нам на все насрать и растереть. Не надо нас пугать, нам нечего терять, ведь нам на все насрать и растереть.
Yeah. KLU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
The Monday Night Generator contains material that some listeners may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Monday, Monday.
TV's the night. Who hasn't left a crater? It's the Monday Night Generator. No!
Monday is the night. Power up the generator.
CILU 10027.
The one, the only, the original.
You mean Z-Man?
It's been a long time since I've been on the show. I've been away now. But
I'm back to celebrate on airwaves. More to generate for people Monday.
Monday.
Yes, double P's been spinning a while.
That's Bill.
Wax the goods and make them crusty smile.
Hey, we make crusty smile.
Oi, oi, oi to the Northwest boys slanging bed and pool of funk we enjoy.
I'm back to celebrate on airwaves to generate more bait for Mondays. Yes, Double P's been spinning a long while. He rocks the goods that make them crusty smile. Oi, oi, oi to the Northwest boys. Slanging from the tainted pool of punk that we enjoy. That's right, the Z is back. How the heck you been doing? All that stuff you just heard was a painstaking, all-loving tribute to the belated anniversary of this wonderful, wonderful show. So put your hands together, put your feet together, and give this place some praise, man. Because you know we're doing this for all of you just sitting at home collecting the serb, indulging in herb, restless, full of cabin fever. I mean, what else are you going to do? Come on, you're going to listen to some punk rock and radio. Enjoy it while it lasts, my friends. Obviously, there's not a lot to talk about scene-wise or show-wise right now due to the pain-in-the-neck pandemic, so everything in that department is a little dry. But instead, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should talk about some of my favorite punk rock albums tonight and let you know why they are so very important to me. Needless to say, there is at least a million good punk albums out there, so this is going to make it kind of difficult.
Make it kind of difficult.
Make it kind of difficult.
Kind of have to narrow it down, so...
Oh.
It is COC, Corrosion of Conformity, Eye for an Eye.
Oh, yes.
Now, this came out in 84. The band was formed in 1982, North Carolina. And it just happens to be the only COC album with this particular vocalist. His name is Eric. I can't really pronounce his last name. It starts with an E as well. And I think it's pretty cool because he's also the only vocalist throughout COC's history that kind of did this kind of voice. Seriously, hear it for yourself. It's kind of cool. What else do we got? This album actually has the only soul member still existing today in COC. Get this, what a great name, Woody Weatherman. Say that with me, Woody Weatherman. But yeah, he's the only guy, he's been on every single COC album up to this day. Is that cool or what? And what else can I say about it? Oh, it has an amazing, iconic front cover. Like, when you see it once and you'll never forget it sort of thing. So yeah, that is COC, Eye for an Eye. It's super fast, it's super punky, it's heavier than your, you know, your average hardcore album for the time. Unfortunately, they went, like, into some cheese metal later on in their career. Their next album, I believe, was called Animosity in 85, and it goes downhill after that. Next up, number two, we got Edmonton's own Golden Boys, SNFU, with If You Swear, You Will Catch No Fish. Man, do I love this album. Let me tell you, it's a killer second album from them. It was released April 86. Pretty much just solidified their already godly status nationwide as a serious punk slash skate rock band. And man, hearing this in grade 9 off a lone cassette was nothing short of, like, prophetic. The vocals and lyrics are, like, totally original and unlike a lot of the hardcore stuff going around at the time, which was in its first phase of approaching what I believe was total burnout. And if you ask the Z-Man, this is the quintessential SNFU lineup. I mean, you got the Belky brothers, you got, you know, Chai Pig, of course, and
John Card.
SNFU, fast fact, the band eventually ended up relocating to BC, Vancouver, I believe. You can still find Mr. Kenneth Chin frequenting some of the bars downtown, maybe playing his acoustic guitar for you, maybe not. Anyways, it's cool that he's still around. God bless him. And last, but not anywhere near least, oh my God, how much do I love this freaking album, The Accused, Return of Martha Splatterhead. And wow, where to begin? Well, the band was founded in 1981 in Coal Harbor, Washington, wherever that is. When they first started off, they were kind of more just like this generic sort of punk band, and, you know, nothing too exciting there. They had a different singer. And by 84, they released this particular album, which was amazing, and they started calling themselves Splattercore, which was kind of like this hybrid of crossover with some, you know, really gnarly lyrics and kind of skate rockish as well. And as time went on, they released a few more albums after that, which were all pretty cool. They started veering more towards metal, and by 93, I believe they took this, oh, sorry, by 92, they took an 11-year hiatus, came back in 2003, and eventually released another album with a different singer. So no more Blaine. The original singer's name was Blaine Cook, and he was an animal. Like, he was like this gnome-like guy who was known for jumping all over the stage, freaking out, and nobody's got a voice like this guy. Like, I swear, you know, half the reason people listen to The Accused is because of Blaine Cook's voice. Let's face it. Just amazing. And you've got to get this album. I mean, it is absolutely essential. Just take my word on it, because, you know, you don't always hear a lot about The Accused, not as much as you should anyways. So yeah, check it out. That's it for the Z-Man. Hopefully see you in the future on another episode. You know I love doing this, and I love hearing from you. Bear with me, man. Yeah. Just one more thing I'd like to get into before I go. Just a little reflection. When we were growing up, when me and Philly Blunt were growing up, you know, the radio was just absolutely complete garbage. You never listened to the radio. Nobody listened to the radio unless they wanted to hear, you know, what was the best of the new top 40 pop. The idea that you can actually turn on the radio and hear something cool now, it just like totally blows my mind. Here we are in 2020 and you can finally hear something cool. And that's Monday Night Generator for you. Peace out, kids.
Don't be a COVID idiot.
Birds make strange wind. Thanks a lot to the Z-Man for dropping us a line. A lot of effort goes into those postcards there. Sometimes when I think about segments like that, I get reminded of Fraggle Rock and Red's uncle. Uncle Mac? Was that his name? Uncle? I can't even remember now, but he was out in outer space, which was our world, and exploring and sending back postcards of what was going on. Just so everybody could be educated and in the know. And that's kind of like what we're getting there. This next song is something Mr. Mike D dug up a couple weeks ago. We played it on the show when he was on there last. This is his new favorite band. They're called Gloss. This is Outcast Stamp from the 2015 demo EP. On the Generator, CILU 127.
Dissolver o ódio que eles têm no coração. Vontade de gritar, de bocada no ar. Medo causado, Trap on the phone, kill a fiend, check the dog in for daily fiend. Vi gillar ju skiten, vi gillar ju skiten. Så vi satt hemma och söp in på McDonalds aska och jag regerade vid 640 spänn. Vi ville ut i natten, vi var glada i hatten. Vi går ut på en risig lokal, men ofta blir man nekad, alltid blir man utlängd. Sen blir man puttad ett tag. Och jag var CP full i min boka. Jag gick undercover och loka. Jag gömde mig i min boka. Och alla trodde jag var en djur. Kuss med koviolen, vinga för kuss. Snedfillan är ju på G. Runkar inne på snottis, ramlar på fläckis. I nedspridda gratis jeans. Kolla in på Laila i Esna och Peking, Gotts annonser och Malt. Vi drog på gröna blunnen och sen till Silverkällan. Nu skiter jag fan i allt. Ja, jag blir alltid CP-full. Och jag var CP-full i min burka. Och jag stod ju bara där och lunka. Jag var CP-full i min burka. Och alla trodde jag var en tråka. Jag var CP-full i min burka. Och jag luktade som tatuoka. Jag var CP-full i min burka. Och undrar hur jag skulle åka.
Sex Pistol Stanton och Mock Fjord Spanet. I did pretty good that time. CP Fulai Burka. That's from their 2011 release. 2011 is the date I got. I'm not 100% sure when that came out, if that's a reissue or not. But a band that I can't really find anything out about. Stumbled upon them totally by accident and has been sort of a regular staple on the show for the last few weeks if you've been listening. Innocentes before that with Garitas de Suburbio. The name of that track is actually from a documentary about Brazilian punk that came out quite a while ago. And there's a whole bunch of bands who were involved with that, and they all put out EPs under a similar name, sort of similar to like what Discord did with their Check Your Head series there. Pretty cool stuff, something to check out if you got some time. Which you probably do. Look it up on the interweb, it's a good watch. And we started it off with Gloss. That's for Mr. Mike D, his fave at the moment. Let's jump back across to the Asian scene. Here's The Cums with Panic from 1985 on the generator. 102.7. It is CILU.
Stop!
that is the end of that. Love and thanks to everyone, especially Z-Man for giving us the contribution tonight. Thanks to everybody for sticking around with us for the past year. To CILU for housing us and letting us tear the house down. We're very appreciative.